Shalom and welcome to Billy Graham Bible Institute.
What?
Yes. We're going to study for the next 2 days.
Goodness.
I had time to tell you to go get your Bibles and get your notebooks, because we're going to go through what the prophet Ezekiel said concerning a war that has not yet happened. And this is in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Almost all Bible prophecy teachers agree that this has not happened yet. And so I look for it to happen any day. We're going to talk about it because the players are in place, and I don't believe they can stay in place forever. So here we go. Shelley, I'll have you read the first two verses, and then I'll comment.
Okay, this is Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him.
Well, let's just take it right there. Son of man, that's what he always calls Ezekiel. He never calls him any other name but Ben-Adam, son of man. So he says, I want you to prophesy. Now think about it, Shelley. This is 2,500 years ago. He has the prophet Ezekiel prophesy this war.
Yes.
Now, Ezekiel, he's in the land. He's in the land of where they've gone into captivity. And he doesn't know anything about modern-day warfare. He doesn't know anything about airplanes, anything else.
No.
So he just knows and says what God tells him. Now, the Lord says, prophesy against Gog, G-O-G, and prophesy against him. Set your face and prophesy against him. The prophecy is against a him. It's against a person.
A personality.
A personality, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's an evil spirit. And this evil spirit that he calls Gog, I present to you, is Satan. So it's going to be a prophecy against Gog. There's going to be, this is what's called a Gog-Magog war. There's going to be another Gog-Magog war after the 1,000 years that whenever Satan has been in a pit for 1,000 years, and then he's going to be loosed a little season. He's going to gather up an army on the earth, and it's another Gog-Magog war.
Yes.
So this Gog, he's a spirit.
Yes.
And that spirit is Satan, and he'll still be here at the end of that 1,000 years. But God is prophesying to him what is going to happen in our day, 2,500 years later, after. Prophesy against Gog, this evil spirit, Satan. Now, he's going to operate in the land of Magog. The land of Magog is his place where he operates.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the chief prince of Meshach, chief prince. The word in Hebrew is Rosh Sar. Rosh. He is the head, Rosh. Now, that can be Russia. In fact, if I had my notes here, which I don't, from the art scrolls, the ancient sages have said from time immemorial that this is the land of Russia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be operating. Satan, Shelley, is not in hell.
No.
No, no. He's not in hell. He's going to hell.
Oh, yes.
Isaiah chapter 14 prophesies about when he will go to hell. And all the kings of the earth will say, is this you? You're to become like us.
Mm-hmm.
Calls him Lucifer.
The nations,
yeah.
Yes.
But no, he right now is, what happened in the Garden of Eden is God gave to Adam the authority over the earth and even over the heavens, the atmospheric heavens over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold out to Satan. And then Satan became what the New Testament calls the God of this world, mm-hmm. the prince of the power of the air. We see in the Bible, we see in the book of Daniel, that evil spirits are called princes over Persia, the prince over Grecia. These are evil spirits that rule down through the rulers
kings.
On earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double kingdom system.
Yes.
There are those powers of the air, and they rule down, let's say during Hitler's time.
Mm-hmm.
Gog, this Gog spirit, during Hitler's time, Satan worked down through Berlin.
Right.
And through Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's going to work down through Rosh Sar, the head of Meshach. Meshach is an ancient name for Moscow, Moskva, and Tobolsk. There's a place in Russia named Tobolsk. Prophesy against him, not against the Russian people.
No.
Oh, my goodness. We know so many wonderful Russian people.
Yes,
but no, this evil prince that has been ruling down through there, even Soviet days.
Yes.
God's going to prophesy against him. His cup is full. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tobolsk. I will turn you back and put hooks in your jaws. God is going to, he is the instigator of this.
Mm-hmm.
He is the instigator of all this war that's about to happen. I will turn you back and put hooks in your jaws. I will bring you forth and all your army. Now remember, he's never seen a tank.
No. I'm
talking about the prophet, Yehezkel.
Right.
He's never seen anything like this. So he prophesies what he can wrap words around. You know, I talk to people that have gone to heaven.
Right.
And they say, I just don't have words.
How do you describe it?
How do you describe it? Well, that's kind of how he did. I will bring you forth, and he describes the huge army, and they're all going to have all kinds of armor. They're going to be a great company, and you're going to have allies. Your allies are going to be, verse 5, Persia.
Iran.
Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Through Russia, Gog. You're gonna work down through the Russian army, but you're going to have with you the Persian. Who is Persia today, Shell?
Iran.
Iran. Russia and Iran, for centuries, those white, proud Russians would have nothing to do with those low-class Persians. That's how they thought of it. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do it.
No, and they didn't have a god that they worshipped.
No.
They weren't what you'd call spiritual in that sense.
So they had no alliance. They had no alliance. There was no alliance between Russia and Persia.
Right.
The alliance began in the 90s when Russia began to help Persia, Iran, build a nuclear plant. And so then they've been allied ever since. And now, in recent days, Iran, who has become, I can remember when Iran was under the Shah, and it was Western.
Mm-hmm.
But then it fell. And then it fell to the Ayatollah Khomeini, who turned it into a Shia law state. I remember when that happened, I got a call from Lester Sumrall. And he heard that I had quit editing for Brother Hagin. And he said, on the phone, real loud voice, can you do a book in a week? And I said, oh, no, Brother Sumrall, no one can do a book in a week. He said, well, this has got to come out. That's when Iran had captured our embassy and was holding
that.
Our men. They held them for 444
yes.
days. And he said, this is jihad and no one knows what it is.
My.
And he said, Nelson wants us 6 months and I can't have 6 months. People got to know now. So I went up there and helped him. We got it out in 3 weeks called Jihad, Holy War. What was going on? And so Persia, they came under the Ayatollahs. And under those Ayatollahs, they're very religious. Very religious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so then they've got an alliance here. Persia has literally, in the past few years, Shelley, they have taken over Syria. Syria mm-hmm. no longer is. Syria borders Israel on the north.
That has changed.
Right there. And Syria
yes.
has fallen completely mm-hmm. under the control of the Iranians.
That's right.
And the Ayatollahs. They have not only taken over Syria, they have taken over Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother here to mention Syria and Lebanon
no.
because Persia gets it all. Persia, Iran is in those places. And they are going to be allied with Russia. Now, who knows what will happen by the time you hear this, but just the past few days ago, Iran made a deal to buy fighter jets from Russia. Mm. And they're there on the northern border of Israel. And I don't think Israel isn't ready for them, but there they are. They're
yes.
right on the northern border because they are in. They're operating through the Hezbollah. Iran is operating through the Hezbollah.
That's right.
Out of Lebanon. And they are operating with Hamas out of Gaza. And all around Israel, they are planning. They are saying, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. They're getting nuclear. But don't worry about Israel being wiped out with nuclear. There is no place in the Word of God that shows that at all.
That's right.
It does show that Gog, this evil spirit working down through Russia with the Persian allies, Ethiopia, and Libya. Now, in this area that it mentions here, the old area of Ethiopia, it gets the Sudan. And the Sudan recently, if you've been watching it, the Sudan has fallen. The government has fallen into a place where they can absolutely join up as an ally. And Libya, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands and the house of Togarma. Now, some people don't think that Togarma is Turkey, but I do.
Okay.
And I have, like I say, I don't have my notes with me from the backing of that. I might look it up before tomorrow. And Togarma, Turkey, it came in under a man named Ataturk after World War One and World War Two, especially World War One when it was divided up over there. Mm-hmm. And Ataturk came in. He wanted to be Western. He was Islamic, but he wanted to be Western. But now we've watched Turkey just turn back again under Erdogan, turn back to being hostile toward the West. And so these are lined up. Eastern European nations,
so who's
Togarma. Well, that's Eastern Europe and
Eastern
area.
Europe,
and
yeah.
It's quite a bit to go into with 1 minute left, Shel.
Okay.
And don't throw me a question like that with 1 minute left.
Oh,
bless the Lord.
Okay.
And so with all these bands and all these people, they're going to be prepared. They're going to come down. Oh, let's look at verse 7. Be thou prepared, prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled with thee, and be thou a guard unto them. So the head of the whole thing is going to be Russia. And they're going to be the head over it, but actually with Satan working down through them and through these other allies. I remember so much about the Islamic nations, and people were saying, well, that isn't Russia. And they came out with all these books and things that it is. It doesn't change. I don't care what the politics of the day look like and the
right.
wars of the day look like. This is who it
this
has,
is
who it is. And so they're coming down, and then Russia is over them. There will could be Putin if he's still there. I don't know if he'll still be there when this happens, but it's going to be Satan for sure. And he's going to think that he can wipe out Israel. After many days, you shall be visited in the end of years, and you shall come to the land that's brought back from the sword. We're going to start right there tomorrow. You're going to come down. This is going to be an allied group. And they're going to come down into the land of Israel. And we'll start. Get your Bibles and be with us tomorrow. We'll start at verse 8. Shalom.
This is just a small taste of what 3BI is. Every student we have agrees it is so much fun. Grab your phone or your computer and let me help you enroll today. Start by going to www.billybrim.org. Click on 3BI Institute. Learn more. Pick a course. Upon purchasing, you will be prompted to choose what type of student you would like to be. If you aren't interested in the degree path, select standard student. If you are interested in seeking an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees in biblical studies, choose college credit student for a small additional fee. View your cart and proceed with payment. You will be given an access code to take the class. Each student will receive a downloadable, interactive student notebook that is a first-class textbook. You will reference it in your studies long after your time at 3BI is over. Start your classes at any time and proceed at your own pace. Once all sessions are complete, you will need to complete and satisfactorily pass the course quiz to gain class credit. And just like that, you're on your way. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the student body of Billy Brim Bible Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next week, shalom, shalom.